FNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects on a Monday here in the big city as we continue to roll on. We did touch on some of the hoops, but there's plenty more hoops to get to. I have been discussing with people that are supposedly in the know, but people that are pretty intelligent basketball people who are telling me that the target or targets for your Houston Rockets this offseason, Chris Paul, target number one, and they're hoping that after a buyout from the New York Knicks, Carmelo is target number two. You like, you dislike, you want to discuss. I just think they need, you know, in order to get to Chris Paul, you got to free up enough money. So you're going to probably have to give up Ryan Anderson, Lou Williams, and maybe Pat Beverly, which means you're going to need help at the four, the power forward position, in name only, because there hasn't been a power forward there for a while, or in basically across the league. But you're going to need someone that can rebound and also still make threes and knock down shots. That's why Paul Millsap fits the bill pretty well. I just don't know. I mean, I know people are saying, well, it's going to work. Both guys are going to have an equal amount of respect that Chris Paul and James Harden are going to share the ball. I call BS. I just don't see it happening. And if you're Chris Paul, and you, Nick and I were talking about this in the break, if you weigh your options and say, well, I can go to Houston where I got to share the ball with James, and it looks like I got to defer to James until he gives me the ball, or I go to San Antonio, play with Kawhi Leonard, have the ball all the time, and whether I have LaMarcus Aldridge or not, they'll probably use that slot to find someone of a maximum caliber player.
I don't understand it, and I don't like it. I get Chris Paul is a good shooter. I mean, he averaged 18 points, and Millsap did as well. Mm-hmm. So just adding points perspective, that's a wash. I mean, you know, they both are going to score, get you about 20 a game. I was surprised to see that Chris Paul shot 41% from three-point range. Mm-hmm. That surprises me. So in my mind, I guess, and maybe this is just naive, but my question is how much of a shooting guard could Chris Paul be? He's going to be on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
We know that the offense is going to run through James Harden. How much of a spot-up shooter, or how good of a spot-up shooter is Chris Paul going to be in that regard? Because that's going to be his role.
Because he's not a guy that likes to come off, rub a guy off a screen.
Nope.
Catch and shoot.
Nope.
You know, and here's the thing. Who's making that decision as to who's going to be the primary ball handler? Because I can understand James wanting to be that guy. But of the two guys, who's the guy that you want to be receiving the kick out for that spot up or that come off a screen or that pull up jump shot? James Harden, in my mind.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you? That just seems like it's either rock-headedness or succumbing to the pressure of James Harden. But if that team's going to be ultimately successful, Chris Paul has to be the floor general. James Harden has to be the
two. You say has to. I mean, when you look at, okay. Just, I mean, look at assist-wise. I mean, Harden led the league in assists.
But I'm saying for that team to have those two guys maximize their efficiency, Chris Paul's not a spot-up shooter, as we just highlighted. So you need a guy that whenever he catches it, he can knock it down for you. That's James.
Yeah.
But then how
he's not going to be happy with that.
How much do his numbers suffer if he has to go to the two and goes off ball?
And then Melo, I don't like that at all. I feel like
I've never liked that guy.
Nope. I don't like him. I mean, I get he's a good scorer of the basketball, but
he's a high volume shooter.
Yeah, and if he's on this team, he should be third option. And is he going to be happy with that?
Nope.
Of course not.
Not unless they win, right?
Yeah. Well, even then, I don't think he is. And I don't know. I think that to try to fit him in a, because he's going to play the small forward, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. I mean,
here's the thing.
He's not big enough to play a stretch four.
You know what? If they play fast enough, he can be. I mean, look, Ryan Anderson was bigger and probably could put up less numbers rebounding the ball.
Yeah.
Carmelo may be stronger guarding someone on the low post.
240.
Yeah, he may be
a small forward. I always thought he was bigger than that, I felt like. But he's 6'8". So, like you said, though, if you do all this, you still have a deficiency at the powered forward position. I would be much happier if them figuring out how to make Chris Paul and James Harden work together and then getting Millsap. That makes me feel much better. Adding Carmelo Anthony to all this just weird.
Well, you get him on the cheap. I can tell you why. Because the owner's a New York guy.
Getting a car with a lot of miles, you can get it cheap too.
The owner's a New York guy enamored with Carmelo Anthony, the New York guy. I'll just say that right off the top. But here's the other thing. We say all of this, and they can say till their heart's content, target number one is a free agent that's looking for somewhat close to max money. Where's the money coming from? You got to find a team willing to say, I want Ryan Anderson, and I want to pay him $20 million a year for the next 3 years. What team's going to do that? Unless you got naked pictures of somebody, and you're going to hold it over their head until they do what you want them to do as ransom. What team in their right mind is going to go, boy, I want that Ryan Anderson because he's worth every penny of 20 mil?
No.
Nobody.
No.
Lou Williams, because he's got 1 year left on a contract, at least he's an efficient scorer, and he's proven that he can come off the bench and do it.
Yeah. I mean, he adds depth to any team.
Any team.
Yeah.
And Pat Beverly just got named first team all defense. But do you really want to deplete your rotation that deeply just so that you can secure a guy that's been nothing short of one of the biggest ball hog gunners on the planet, and a guy that has to have the ball in his hands, or at least has had to in his career?
Somebody said, I don't trust your guy's basketball knowledge. Oh.
Great.
I don't understand why you wouldn't. Joel, how long were you?
23 years with one team, almost 30 with two. So you're right. I wouldn't either.
You're right. It's just our job to watch sports and look at statistics and all that. It's all right. You don't have to. Maybe you should. Who would you switch over to and listen to in this town for basketball knowledge?
You want to play a theme from Jeopardy while we wait?
I mean, who else? You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody. There's no Stephen A. Smith of basketball in this town.
Carmelo Anthony? You want to talk about Carmelo Anthony? Chandler Parsons is a better version of Carmelo Anthony.
Why does he sound Jewish?
It's close.
he kind of had a Jewish sound to him. Oy vey, Carmelo. He's right there with. He's got that tukus.
That's so, Barry Warner's Carmelo Anthony.
What do you think of the whole rumor thing? Are you with this,
Chris Paul? I've been higher on the Chris Paul move than you guys.
Yeah, you're dumb. You don't know what you're talking about basketball.
So y'all can question my knowledge. That's fine. People don't even believe I can install a shower curtain. So it's all
you
good.
You can't prove it.
But no, I mean, Melo, for the exact reason that Joel and you guys are mentioning, the high volume shooting.
Ball hog.
Terrified of that, for sure.
I mean, high volume shooting is a nice way to say ball hog.
Yeah.
You're right to be worried about that.
100%. Chris Paul playing off the ball, I don't know. I'd rather him play point.
Okay. Do you think James is happy with that, though?
He's done it before. Maybe because it's Chris Paul, I think he can be a little bit bothered by it because he's such a star, and the fact that now they're taking the ball out of him and putting it in Chris Paul's hands. Maybe if it was like a smaller dude where he can kind of tell him what to do. Like, I don't see Harden yelling at Chris Paul the way he's been yelling at teammates last season.
I would agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see
Chris
that happening.
Chris Paul, punch him in the mouth.
Chris Paul, or in the grapes.
Chris Paul kind of plays it. Angry,
he's been
right?
known to punch guys in the grapes, so no area is off limits. I'm just telling you.
So that's what I was telling you off the air about. I think it'd be easier to tell Harden you're going to get a lot less touches now because we're putting Paul at the point than just going straight up to James Harden's face.
I think it's how you approach that. But at the end of the day, once you get in season, because you can, and James could handle it all great right now, right? Like, you can sit James Harden down and say, "Listen, we're now firmly in the era of super teams. We've got to get you some help. Yes, we have good role players for you, but last season proved that you need more superstars around you to win a championship." So you're making this about him by telling him
he's
that, right?
He's not going to argue that point.
And you're saying, we're going to go get you help.
Right.
But then you go out and get guys that are going to take away his touches, and he may now, out of season, be like, yeah, let's do it. But once the season starts and he's no longer one of the top three or four best players in the league because he's not putting up the numbers, because he's not getting the assists, he's not getting the triple-doubles, because he's not scoring the points and getting all the rebounds and everything else,
he's not going to be happy. So he may like the idea now, but unless you go out and get guys that don't, like, if you get low post players, right? Like, you get a Millsap, you go out and get a shooting guard or a Blake Griffin or whatever, I think then he's going to be a lot happier in season. He may be fine now, but once that season rolls around and his numbers dip, he's not going to be happy. See, now it's going to be Dwight and Harden all over again.
We've already talked about his ego and the fact that he sometimes it's external motivation. But once you're in the conversation two of the last 3 years for MVP,
yep,
and suddenly your numbers fall way off and you realize you're going to get scrutinized, and a lot of people that don't follow the game on a regular basis, like our texters, they're going to be the ones that are going to say, listen, why are your numbers down? Why are you not contending for MVP? And start questioning you. And that starts to sit with, and you know he's going to read it, he's going to hear about it, and he's going to take it personally. That's going to change the dynamic. Everybody's worried about there could be this chemistry problem in the locker room because supposedly Trevor Ariza had a problem with James Harden after Game 5 and called him immature. Ooh. Regardless of whether that happened or not,
ooh,
it's a lot easier to deal with stuff like that than it is when you got guys that have the resumes of those three guys and they're all fighting for the same thing, the ball. That's going to cause a lot of problems.
Sean said, I'm from New York, and the only person in love with the one-dimensional ball hog named Melo is Melo.
Leslie said, Alexander.
Someone also said, Joel Stephen A. Smith impression sounds like Mort from Family Guy.
I used to do it a lot better. I don't know why. Sorry. It didn't come out as good.
It's okay. It happens. I've heard it. It's better. I've heard better.
Well, we heard him on Radio Row for Super Bowl. I wish I could do that version, but then I'd be Patrick Creighton with a Jewish New York accent because that dude was louder than a blowhorn.
Yeah, he was.
Whew. All right, so we got plenty more to go. We got some good audio, too, by the way, that Barry had brought up earlier in the day with Nick. Rich Cho, the GM of the Charlotte... No, we won't say Hornets. Oh, yes, we will. We won't say Bobcats. He got maybe a little wishful thinking in the fact that he introduced his draft picks and introduced one... maybe a little bit over their head. So we'll get to that and a whole lot more as we continue to roll on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects continue to roll on. Fred is up there in the great white north of Canada, so AJ is going to have a cast of thousands filling in with him this week.
Who is filling in? Is it Jerome?
I will find out and let you know.
It is. Kirsten's shaking her head.
She
yes.
said yes. It's
Jerome's
Jerome.
In for several days.
Jerome Solomon. Today, is it all week or just today and tomorrow? I saw his name a couple times.
Fred's out all week.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually pay attention to the schedule.
I don't John look at those out, and I know papers.
She yeah. thinks it's Jerome all week and then Liebeschock on Friday.
It's confusing to me, though, when those come out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of words.
There's a lot of documents, too. Like the weekend stuff during the day and all those games and who's producing. Well,
they list like the commercial breaks or something. I don't understand those. I just look for... the shows I'm on, the names I work with, and that's it. But the documents that Jonk sends out, you almost need like a Navy intelligence officer to help dissect what's going on in those things.
Ring?
Yeah, like a little orif nanny, decoder ring. Drink more Ovaltine. You don't know what I'm talking about? You never watched The Christmas Story?
I've maybe seen it once.
Negative. Sorry.
Wow. Are you complete out on that?
Yeah, negative.
I saw it once, I think.
What?
I know a lot of people think it's like legendary and a must-see and all that.
I'm floored right now that Nick has never seen A Christmas Story, and you have only watched it once.
Once in its entirety, and then I know people watch it and I walked in on it.
I feel like this is an affront to Christmas. Like, I feel like you guys are just hating on everything
I love
in my
Christmas
world
movies.
Right now.
Dude, I'm watching college basketball 24/7 trying to get better. And Nick,
I blocked that texter, by the way.
And Nick is trying to change his shower curtain.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to install the shower curtain.
So I blocked that texter, by the way. I got tired of reading his
He gone.
is hate. Just not in the mood for hate. I'm in a good mood this week. I want us to have fun shows. I don't need to hate text.
Yeah, I was talking to you, Barry, I heard Barry reciting the tweet,
yeah,
and I agreed with him wholeheartedly.
Like, if
just
you
get rid of the,
if you hate, just go on. Like, don't, I mean, I get it. We're not for everybody. Yeah. But don't send me a hate text. Well, even then, why send a hate text?
Yeah. If you don't like us, then move on. But don't.
It's just so easy. You just
type
a few words
while you
I blocked him,
while you hide by underneath the waxy ring of your toilet.
And, yeah. In fact, I'm not reading any more hate text. I usually read them and we have fun with them.
Yeah.
I'm just not. We're in a good mood. We're gonna have a fun week this week. No hate. Save your hate. Send it to send it to 610 or something.
At Raheel.
Send it to Raheel.
Send
all your hate text to Raheel. I'll give his cell phone number out over the air.
Yeah.
Oh, he would hate me so much if I did that. I would never do that to anyone though. Could you imagine?
The cell phone number is going too far.
That would force you to get a new phone almost.
Without question, it would.
If I really didn't like someone, maybe I would do that.
Then you'd have like OU Mike and guys like that just blowing up your phone
daily, hourly.
D picks and everything. It would be bad.
Well, that's JJ.
JJ would be. Yeah.
See, we both. Got, by the way, where's JJ been?
He hasn't been calling in.
I think you offended him.
Me?
Yeah.
Why did I offend him?
Because you've offended
him. I've offended everybody.
You went at him and you put a shot clock on him, and then he got it sensitive, and then he felt like you were coming at him, and.
Oh, when he asked me, "Hey, are you mad at me?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "No." He called back since then.
Once.
He's called. It's you. It's you, Joel. You're throwing shade and subtweeting people when they call in.
Week this week.
Here's your best friend, Barry. Like, that's how you do.
I don't say it like that.
Nick.
I kiddingly say it.
You do call him his best friend. But
I say it in a kidding fashion.
Nick. Does it come across as kidding or is he throwing shade and subtweeting?
When he says your best friend, I think it is.
Yeah.
What? As kidding?
The Johnny One Hand thing?
Yeah.
No, when he's like all the callers, he'll be like,
Barry, when Kurtlow calls, JJ.
He'll be like, "Here's your boy, your man, your favorite guy."
Yeah, because he does it a lot. Because he does it to like a lot of callers.
I know.
He's
always
thing.
Throwing me under the bus with the callers. Like I hate
under
him.
The bus.
Like I hate him when it's really him.
Just you don't hate Kurtlow. We know you love Kurtlow.
Oh me? Oh, I'm a huge fan of Kurtlow.
Yeah,
I love that dude.
You guys
that
are going
guy,
for fish and chips this week, aren't you?
That guy.
No.
No.
Now, yeah, and then he started going at Lamont the other day.
Kurtlow did?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that didn't end well.
And saying,
you know how that goes.
Yeah, and Lamont was saying Lamont was the guy that wanted Daryl Morey fired. And Lamont goes, and I still do. And now he just thinks like, you know, because again, and I don't know, and I'm not going to spend the time to check a resume, but he still claims to have been a college basketball scout and a basketball analyst, and I don't know. Matt Thomas, he used to call the post game show, and Matt Thomas used to always ask for where, because he also said he was a columnist, and he would never give him any information.
Who?
Kurtlow.
Said he was a columnist?
Well, like a basketball writer.
Till this day, he still has it on his Twitter profile that he writes for some website, right? Doesn't he? I've never seen one piece or one blog that he's ever written, but he has it on his profile.
Kurtlow is the local version of LeVar Ball to me now.
Oh, no.
I don't even want to talk about this dude.
You're blocked.
I'm done.
Oh, that's right. You already are.
Yeah, I'm done with that dude. Like, he's blocked from the show. He got mad because I cursed at him, and all I want to do is curse at him some more. That's all I care about now.
713-780-3776. Kurtlow can call in.
Why is everyone... Caleb said my mom hates A Christmas Story, so I've only caught glimpses of it. This is a travesty to me. Laura Pope said the place that I did... I had a show... When was it?
Saturday night?
Was it Saturday or Friday?
Hey, props, by the way, Nick, to Barry Laminack for having a sellout show this weekend.
Yeah, we over at the Hop Stop in Humble.
And someone tried to...
couple of people. Tyler came out, and it was turned away at the door.
They were sold out.
I tried. I told him I had folks coming, and he was like, "I'm sorry, dude. We don't have any tickets." And then I felt bad. Lauren Pope came all the way from Beaumont.
Yep.
I was like, dude, they drove in from Beaumont. Like, you've got to. So, like, they just pulled, I guess, some chairs and stuff, and they got in. But it was
yet our boy
close.
Tyler was set packing?
I think he turned around or something. I don't know. I tried my hardest to get everybody in that drove out there, but so when I say tickets are on sale, if you really want to come, like, you can't just wait. Although I will say this, they don't always sell out. Let's be real. Like, it wasn't the biggest room I work. Like, there was maybe like 50 seats, They have a bar that seats like 10 or 12 at the Hop Stop, and then next to it they have another building that seats like 50, and that's where it was.
I'm pretty sure Tyler would have slung some drinks behind the bar if he could just get in.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But drink some too. But
she said that they had a leg lamp, and you guys don't even appreciate that.
I do know what that is from the movie, A Christmas Story. Yes, I do. And I know that it's like a big thing, Halloween and otherwise.
How do you not watch this three times during the Christmas holidays? I watch it at least two or three times.
Because I have friends. I don't have much family anymore. But
it goes on the TV and it never comes off. Like that's how Christmas Day is spent. And anyone that loves America, that's how their day is spent. I don't know about you two guys.
If you love America,
I don't know about you communist bastards. But I know that the rest of us that love America and freedom and eagles and babies and kittens.
We love brake pads and A Christmas Story.
That's how we spend. We put the Christmas story on and it's done. I don't know. I guess
that's
you guys
farm
are
life,
just.
Dick. We're just not accustomed to farm life when there's nothing to do out in the farm. Big, you watch Christmas Story.
Just big communist supporters, you guys.
I watch,
Iron
Christmas
Sickle,
story,
huh?
Christmas movies from my era. Like newer ones. Not
you watch Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Elf?
No, like Fred Claus or Jack Frost, late 90s, early 2000s.
Fred Claus?
Is that the Will Ferrell one?
No, I think it's
Vaughn. That's Elf.
Oh, okay.
Elf is required watching as well. Fred Claus?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. That sounds like you made it up.
Look it up.
That sounds like something that goes in a contract here at ESPN where like if you're over 50, they can't fire you. It's a Fred Claus. Like, you can't.
I see what you did there.
All right, I'm out.
I thought this weekend every day was Christmas because the Astros broke out those beautiful rainbow jerseys.
Did you like that?
I love those uniforms. I loved them since I was a kid.
Yeah.
They're awesome. And McCullers pitched pretty well, too. All right, so we got plenty more show to go. About a half hour left before we turn it over to AJ and his cast of thousands. So if you want to get in like Christopher and Jay, just hang tight. We got room for you. Or hit us up on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects. Practice makes perfect around here. That's exactly what we believe in. So,
what?
Good to see you. How's it going?
I try not to listen during the breaks. I'll be honest.
Joel was saying something about you have to have sex for that to happen. What were you talking about?
I told Patrick Creighton because he said Nate was out of town visiting his daughter.
I was just trying
to. And I said, Pat, I just want to make sure you're aware of this, but in order to have kids, you actually have to have sex.
That's so mean.
I thought it was worse.
I just caught
the tail end of it. I thought it was worse.
Just wanted to let you know.
We had this text earlier, and I forgot to read it, but it kind of makes sense. It was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. He said, watching Harden play this season was some of the ugliest play I've ever seen. Why would anyone be worried about protecting that?
Ugliest play?
I mean, let's be real.
How much time you got?
There were tons of games where I was coming in the next day pissed at watching James Harden play basketball.
Oh, it's not pretty. But
does he put up fantastic numbers?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take it a step further, Barry.
Okay.
He's absolutely put on a pedestal, adored by his franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he ain't going anywhere.
No.
And because of that, there's a power play in effect as well. He's going to have a say-so. They're going to cater to him. They want him to sign that extension. Because as I've told you, in order to get 2 and 3 superstars, you have to have one. And if he ain't happy, you got none.
I will say this, though. It's going to be a lot. I mean, when you have
some... Well, you got Sam Decker.
That ego, a part of that ego is because he won that battle with Dwight Howard, right? Who was going to be the man? Dwight, though, was kind of a shell of himself, kind of labeled as this injury-prone guy, kind of labeled as this guy that's past his prime. That's not Chris Paul. Chris Paul's not past his prime. He hasn't been labeled an injury-prone guy yet. You know, he's not going to be able to win that battle as easily, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, the Rockets are going to love Chris Paul.
Yeah.
They're going to absolutely love
Chris Paul. The big thing with Chris Paul is he's earned the respect of the entire league.
I think he's more of a leader that guys will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll get in your face. Like Harden gets in your face
And people are like, get the hell out of here.
Well, it would be hard for me to watch a guy like Harden play such lackadaisical defense, getting back in transition, and then come up and yell at me about doing something wrong. You're not going to have that with Chris Paul. You know what I mean? Chris Paul's going to play hard. He's going to give you everything he's got. He may be an a-hole when it comes to being a leader on the floor and calling you out and stuff, but my guess is that you know it's just because he wants to win. I don't always get the feeling. And again, I'm not around him, but just by watching body language and everything else, you don't always get that feeling with James Harden.
No, one of his favorite things early in his career was to place blame on others.
Sure.
When he came in overweight, when he wasn't getting his numbers, what are you going to do for me? I need help. We need to get more players. No, sometimes you had to look in the mirror and face the harsh reality that it might be you that needs to work on some things internally and physically to get to where you need to be. So, but, you know, that's just part of the deal. All right, so let's get some calls in here. You guys have been waiting. See what you did with this Christmas story thing.
I know. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. All right, Christopher wants to get in here on a Christmas story.
Christopher, hey, turn your radio down, man. What's up?
I turned it down. Sorry.
Cool. No worries.
How's it going? I just wanted to agree, man. I never agree with Barry, but, yeah, he's right. You guys aren't American if you don't watch A Christmas Story. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Christopher.
Christopher, I said I saw it once, and I've seen excerpts. That's enough.
Normally, I am not going to lie. Barry, you really do come off as an a-hole.
Do I? That's good.
Yeah.
That's the whole shtick, dude. Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
But today, you're cool. You're cool in my book.
Is it because I like The Christmas Story?
No. That's not the only reason why. But you just speak your mind and you don't care about what anybody else has to say. And that's cool in my book.
But Christopher, I've seen it once and I've seen excerpts, but it's just like seeing any movie. At least you've seen it once.
No,
I made the effort.
It's not just any movie, though. You got to watch it every Christmas.
See?
I mean, you got to at least have it playing in the background. On one of the TVs in the house, you know. What
Thank
I mean?
You.
It's a tradition. You know, have to watch.
You guys, you know what Christopher
Nick, now
is?
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
You know what Christopher is? He's a fine, upstanding American. That's what he
American,
is.
American.
Thank
right.
you, Christopher.
American. Yes, sir. Well, right. I also wanted to talk about Bellator too.
Okay, what's up?
Bellator actually put on a good show. I'm a UFC guy. I really like UFC a lot, but man, they put on a good show. There was one. The first round submission, there was two first round TKOs, and then there was only two decision fights. But they were really good, and it was kind of like a WWE kind of setup. They had like walkout music and big screens and stuff. It was pretty cool, though. I liked it. It was like a breath of fresh air. It was different.
That's great. Now, Christopher, it's truth time. It's just me and you, no one else.
Yeah.
It's truth time. Yeah. Did you pay for it?
Yes, I did.
What?
Yes, I did. Honey,
it did a lot better than expected.
I mean, they pretty much sucked you in, man, with the freaking free fights that they gave you. It was like, I think every single one of them ended pretty quickly. And it was like, okay, all right, I might as well pay for it, see what it's about. Chael Sonnen put on a show, though. I mean, he kind of...
I was going to ask you,
everybody.
Who was it that you paid to see? Was it Sonnen? Was it Davis? Was it Fedor?
Chael Sonnen.
Okay.
I mean, he just put on a show, man. He was just talking so much crap. And even after he won the fight... He pissed off Tito Ortiz really bad after the fight. He made all the New Yorkers mad too. He said, I don't like New York. I mean,
yeah.
He didn't say it in that term, but you know, he made everybody mad. And then the look on Tito Ortiz's face after that, I mean, that made it worth it.
Appreciate the call, Christopher. I do agree. Chael Sonnen has a way with words, and yeah, he did. But that's his thing. And Christopher, what he said about the WWE is the exact reason why I can't watch Bellator.
Too phony?
It's too wrestling to me.
Well, they've been... Scott Coker has been consistent about that. He never wanted the walk-in fighters to look anything like the production that the UFC does, you know, like the live event production. He always wanted it to be different.
Well...
So, it is kind
now
of
Now it's more WWE than UFC.
For sure.
And some of the stuff they do is as well. Some of the antics that you see going on. Remember, was it
King,
Tito?
And King Mo was that kind of... He kind of
Was it Tito that unmasked his training partner or whatever in the cage? And it was the guy he was fighting, it was his old training partner?
Yeah, it was Tito.
Yeah, that's very wrestling to me. I don't want that. This is combat sports. Like, it's two dudes fighting. I don't need you unmasking your training partners and all that crap. That's just fluff and filler. It's a sport. Like, the Rockets don't go out and unmask the fact that Olajuwon's been working with Clint Capella. You know what I mean? Like, it's a sport. It's just, I don't know. I'm just old when it comes to that. You want to do Jay? You want to do Jay?
I want to go back to the blind squirrel catching a nut, and for one day you're not an a-hole. Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Real quick, how can you talk about being American and if you don't watch the Christmas show, y'all don't even talk about the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special that comes on every year. Like, don't everybody watch that?
Hold on. Are you talking about
Jay? No, get him, Jay.
Jay, are you talking about that crazy-ass half-cartoon, half-animated thing?
Yeah. Come on, man. That's American. If ain't nothing more, you know it's Christmas time when Rudolph is running from the Abominable Snowman, bro.
Frosty.
Jay.
Frosty.
Jay, that whole series with the Abominable Snowman, number one, nothing says Christmas with the Abominable Snowman. He has no reason being around Christmas. Hey. Also, that whole animated series is creepy as hell, is it not? Like, that thing weirds me out watching it.
In my 30s, as I look at it, it's a little creepy. So check this out. I got a homegirl that lives in Oakland, right? And we were talking about titles. She just told me they're going to move the Warriors to San Francisco.
Oh, no doubt about it.
What?
Yep. Yep, they got
the site. Like, I haven't heard it. I don't know if it's accurate, but she lives there. Yep. And, you know, it makes perfect sense because, you know, them people, if you making too much money and they ain't got their hand in it, they go right across the bridge and, you know.
But, Jay, let's face the facts. Cool, O-Town has gotten to the point where they want to make sure that the only shots that are being fired are in the building.
Oh, that's cold-blooded, dog.
Appreciate the call, Jay. Appreciate it as always. All right, we got one segment to go before we turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Blitz.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we've been teasing you guys with this all show. We might as well get it out of the way. But Rich Cho, former Blazer executive... Now the general
Did you know
manager,
him? Did you know him?
No, he was after me.
He's a young-looking cat.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know.
So are you? Wait, yeah. Hold on.
For sure.
I will say this. I think I know your age now because a caller or a listener very weirdly texted it to the show, but I didn't, you know, I respected your boundaries. I know you didn't want that out. Yep. But he texted your full name and age, so I think I know.
Okay.
But I will give
you
credit.
But there was more than one dude that attempted.
You look a lot younger.
We've done this before.
You look a lot younger.
And I hope it stays that way.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
So Rich Cho was after me with the Blazers, but then moved on to the Charlotte Hornets. They had a couple of draft picks, one with a name sounding eerily close and familiar, at least in his mind, wishful thinking, to a pretty long-term superstar in the NBA. Sounded something like this.
I'd like to welcome to the Hornets family Malik Monk and Dwayne Wade. We're sorry, Malik Monk and Dwayne Bacon.
Because they sound eerily close.
Oh, boy.
Dwayne Wade's made enough bacon in his career that he should not be compared to one Dwayne Bacon.
Do you think that this was Cho in his mind just going, don't say Dwayne Wade. Don't say Dwayne Wade. Don't say Dwayne Wade.
I don't know.
Malik Monk and Dwayne Wade. No, you said Dwayne Wade!
Yeah, I think.
Like, you know he was mad.
How we tie it all together to our previous conversation.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe there was probably a part of him that said, because you know what it is? A lot of people don't like public speaking. And a lot of people don't like, and especially since he was always
either
like,
he really wanted Dwayne Wade.
Well, that and he was always like the second or third guy. Even in Portland, he wasn't the general manager. He was behind somebody. So now it's like, hey, man, now you go up on the stage. Now you make the announcement. Now you talk about why you pick so-and-so, and you get a little...
He handled it pretty well, though.
Yeah, it also makes you handle it better when everybody starts laughing and you're kind of like, okay.
You're like, what did I do? Because sometimes I'll say on this show and you guys will have to stop me because you'll start laughing. I'm like, what did I say? And then
you'll
have to tell me.
Funny that it happens all the time.
Shut up. You have to tell me I said it wrong because in my mind I'm saying it right. Like when if I were to say like JJ Redick instead of Josh Redick, I'd just keep going. You guys would be like, you mean Josh? What? Did I say that wrong? No doubt he heard the laughter. I probably, in his situation, would have freaked out. Like, I really would have lost it and been like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm so, oh, you know, like, I would have started apologizing.
Does this help because he's not that big? Like, Dwayne Bacon is not that big a...
It might.
It wasn't name. A second round pick, but, I mean...
Yeah. It's still bad, for sure.
But, yeah, but I feel like him just going, I'm sorry. And then he starts over Malik Monk and Dwayne Bacon and then keeps going and doesn't, like, stop. Because that would have been my thing. I would have panicked and been like, oh, my God, I'm such an idiot and freaked out. And then I would have made a bigger deal out of it than I probably should have. Because a lot of times, if you just acknowledge it and keep going, then it's not a big deal. So I thought he handled it well.
I mean...
Much smoother than I think I know I would.
I could see guys that would have been gushing all over an apology, too.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I would have been like, oh, I'm so sorry. And that, yeah, I would have freaked out. So good for him.
I would have said, no offense, Dwayne, but wishful thinking, but he's under contract with somebody else.
Yeah, now you're tampering.
Yeah, exactly. And that is tampering. That's the weird thing. The NBA is nowhere near the inconsistencies of the NCAA. But they will drill you in a heartbeat if you're on like radio or TV and just even mention the a name of a guy that's under contract somewhere else. They're big on that stuff.
Yeah. They don't like it. I mean,
the good thing is that the Rockets officials aren't hypersensitive about it either.
He says, tongue firmly planted in his cheek.
It's there right now.
somebody said, what's it matter when they get in the octagon? Oh, that was Bellator. Well, one, it wouldn't be an octagon if it was Bellator. It's a circle, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Because I don't like the pomp and circumstance around it. That's why. I want my combat sports like a sport, not like fake entertainment wrestling.
Not like soap operas?
That's right. Okay, so here's an Astros question. Are you ready for an Astros question?
Sure.
The asteroids. it's from a texter. They said, if the Red Sox jump into the Sonny Gray sweepstakes, will the Astros still be the favorite to land him?
I don't think they are.
Yeah, I don't know if they are the favorite. They've got certainly have the pieces, and that's the difference. If the Red Sox jump in it, what are the Red Sox don't have any pieces. They gave away all their most valued assets going after Chris Sale. They're not going to be able to compete with a package that the Astros can put together. I'll tell you that. So if you're just looking for the favorite, if the Red Sox jump in the mix for Sonny Gray, it's the Astros.
Right.
They have the pieces to
and
move.
You've been the guy lobbying hardest to get him more than anybody else, So I know how important
that is. I hate
him
so much. I hate
him.
And
by the way, did you see who they rolled out on the mound yesterday?
Who?
Who have I been asking all year if he's on a roster and what happened to?
Oh, Fister.
Doug Fister pitched for the Red Sox. And he
damn near
pitched
killed
bad.
Her.
Oh. He pitched, yeah. He pitched six innings, gave up three runs. But they lost, like, the 4-2.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he did not accept the minor league assignment by the Angels while they felt like he needed to get ready to pitch in the big leagues. So he was able to veto their sending him to the minors.
Right.
The Red Sox claimed him immediately, and they put him on the hill right away.
Yeah. When you're out of options and you're a big leaguer with a certain amount of service time, you can deny a demotion to AAA. They just have to outright release you.
Plus, he got with a hell of a lot better team.
Yeah, he did. He got with somebody in the mix. Will wanted to know if we saw the chick that boo-booed her pants getting rear-necked choked. Yeah, we talked about it earlier in the show, Will.
On it.
I get it.
But
I know.
No podcast arena.
Yeah. What is the full website? Podcastarena.com?
Or podcast, you can just go... Podcastarena.com, and you can go to ESPN975.com, and it'll take you, it'll direct you if you click the podcast link.
Word. Someone also asked about the play at the plate and said, did the MLB front office ever explain why that wasn't considered an out? And I have not seen anything.
No, that's the one thing that from a transparency...
They missed bad.
Big time. And that's the one thing that your whole... thought process behind putting more replay into the game is to just make sure you get the call right. It's the same thing with the NBA. The NBA, although it takes longer, and it also, some people get annoyed with the level of transparency. Why do we want to know the day after that you admit you missed a call when you can't go back and change it? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is at least you're owning up to it. It's a lot better than doing what we're doing right now, going, what the hell was that? And why didn't at least one umpire come out after the game to be able to give you a quote or two as to
what happened?
What happened?
Yeah. I'm with you. Also, congrats to that one guy. He just picked up his tickets to Mexico versus Ghana that he won on our show. He said, thanks, guys.
You're just not flippantly forgetting his name either. He's known as that one guy.
Well, it says that one guy. His actual Twitter handle is Ruck the Fangers. So
I don't know what he gets. What he's meaning. That's what he's pretty, trying to get to there.
Pretty racy, fella.
Also, settle down. We have to promote the app. If you are not in your car, not at home, go to your local app store, iTunes, Google Play Store. Search ESPN Houston and download the app. Listen to all your favorite programming from anywhere in the world.
If you're struggling a little bit with the signal, get that app.
Yep. Listen to all your favorite programming, including the usual
suspects.
Get
that app, baby.
Get it.
Can't you also get it through ESPN975.com?
I think you can.
Hey, or you can go to ESPN975.com when you're not hitting the listen live button, then you can download the app.
There you go.
And by the way, on that name thing, you know how you'd say the wrong name?
Uh-huh.
I tell you, the Hall of Fame of saying the wrong name. When my buddy's dad that one day was watching a Duke game and said, you know, son, that J.J. Redick, he can shoot it. All right. We can shoot it, too. Right now, we're going to pass. We're going to pass it right off to A.J., Jong, and I believe Jerome as the blitz rolls on with Fred in Canada. So good luck to them, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.